This is Plantarama, a look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Composting is a process that occurs naturally as organic materials break down in the landscape. Cynthia Domenghini, a horticulture and garden management instructor in Kansas State University's Department of Horticulture and Natural Resources, says that compost turns waste into treasure at little or no cost.
So really, it's to the gardener's benefit to incorporate a compost heap of some type. It's happening naturally, so by following a few simple practices, you can expedite the process and really make sure that you're getting the most out of your compost experience.
A couple of things we need. We first off have to have some type of a bin, but then we also need the right mixture of materials, right?
Absolutely, yes. And the bin's not essential. If that's the one thing holding you back, you can still compost. You can compost in a heap, just a mound, really. But the bin, first of all, keeps everything a little bit tidier. It keeps your compost contained. And there are resources you can use that are low to no cost, such as using a pallet or a few pallets, creating a box system. There are compost bins that you can purchase that are cute, and they can be costly as well, but they can also facilitate turning the heap regularly. But then the materials that can go into the compost heap, you want a good mix of what's called greens versus browns. So the greens are going to be the things that are more moist, things like your grass clippings, coffee grounds, fruit and vegetable scraps, your plant trimmings, you can incorporate eggshells, certain types of animal manure. Those are all the greens, and they have the nitrogen source for your compost pile. The browns are another important piece, though. The browns are going to be your more dried materials, and that has the carbon components that you need for the microorganisms to be feeding within the compost pile. So the browns include things like fall leaves, pine needles, you could use twigs, some straw, sawdust. But the key to that, especially with the twigs, but even the fall leaves, is if you can get those mulched up into smaller particle sizes, they're going to compost much more quickly.
Is this a good time to be starting a compost pile?
Well, absolutely, because you know the trees are going to be starting to drop their leaves before long. It might not feel like fall, but it is coming. So, yeah, getting that compost pile built or prepared, at least having a site. If you don't have time to build the bins right now, you can at least identify a site where you could put a heap. And then maybe when the garden projects slow down this winter, you could put together the bin around the heap that you've already started. And the key to the size of your compost is you don't want to make it too big. So really, ideally, you would have a 3 by 3 by 3 foot heap. It could get up to 5 feet. That would work as well, especially if you're going to be turning it manually. Once the heap gets to be much larger than that, it's not going to be very easy to turn, and you're not going to get as good airflow. Your materials are not going to decompose as uniformly. So as you're developing your compost system, you want to keep in mind the overall size that you're going for.
And it's really the heating and the cooling process that really makes this work?
Exactly. The microorganisms, the bacteria, the fungi, everything that's actually doing the work of decomposing these materials, they're reliant on temperature. So at lower temperatures, you're going to have some of your microorganisms working. As it heats up over 100 degrees, different organisms kick in and they start to feed. That's what is key to that compost actually becoming compost, the plant material becoming compost, is that heat. And then as it's actually decomposed, the temperature will start to cool back down and it'll be ready to be used in the landscape when it turns from the original materials into what some people call black gold. Then you know that if the temperature is cooled, you know that it's ready to be used in the landscape.
That's Cynthia Domenghini, a horticulture and garden management instructor in K-State's Department of Horticulture and Natural Resources. More information on composting can be found in the August 8th and 15th horticulture newsletters. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.